Broadcasting live from Roberta's in Bushwick, Brooklyn, you're listening to HeritageRadioNetwork.com.
My name is Brandon Hoy, co-owner of Roberta's, a super duper awesome place. Roberta's is a very, 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 very proud sponsor of the Heritage Radio Network. We're also super awesome. Thank you, Heritage.
Hello, Mr. and Mrs. America, from border to border, coast to coast, and all the ships at sea. Streaming live from the County of Kings, Brooklyn, New York City, on the Heritage Radio Network. Are you ready for the fastest half hour on the internet today? It's the Mike and Judy Show, spanning the globe for high-minded hijinks and lowbrow kicks to bring you the best in sex, drugs, rock and roll, and nuclear fission. They're too bad for radio and too good-looking for television. And now, here they are, America's last best hope to make the internet safe for absolutely no one, two people who will do pretty much anything for a pizza, your hosts, Mike Edison and Judy McGuire.
Welcome to another love-filled show.
It's our Valentine's special.
Woohoo! How are you today, Judy?
I'm a little sad.
Why?
Because Whitney Houston died last night.
Well, think she's in heaven with Mabel.
I did think that, actually.
We've been getting so many cards and letters, flowers, candy, emails. Your singing is such a sensation.
I know. I should be a professional.
And the story about how you'd sing with a Whitney Houston song for your dead cat.
My dead cat. She would come running no matter where she was.
Can we get a little bit of that, maybe?
Well, hit it, Mickey. Don't make me go a cappella.
Wait, we never...
Joining us today in the studio, along with our friends
from
Boss
now,
Hog,
sorry.
Is the world's greatest piano player, Mickey Finn.
Who's also part of Boss Hog.
Yay, Mickey.
There you go.
Judy.
He's playing the intro.
I believe the children are future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside. Give them a sense.
The keyboard's lighting up. That's absolutely...
I'm sorry to be so intimidating, professional musicians in the room.
You really do have a great gift.
Very nice.
Thank you.
It's like angels singing.
It's
wonderful. So guess what? Today we have our friends, Boss Hog, with us today. John Spencer, Christina Martinez, Jens Jurgensen, and Hollis Queens. And we're going to play the newlywed game.
Woo!
Can you dig it?
I'm very excited.
I'm thrilled.
I'd just like to say that I'm thrilled to be here on the Judy and Mike show.
I like your thinking, John Spencer.
Great. And Judy, I just want to say it's so wonderful what you're doing, bringing a young man like this who's challenged and giving him something to do.
On a Sunday
A little
afternoon.
Job. I really, God bless you.
I'm a giver. I'm glad
yes,
you recognize
a giver.
That.
Yeah.
You are a very nurturing co-host.
Thank you, Judy.
So, Boss Hog, you guys, let's introduce you guys and talk to you guys for a second. The anomaly, of course, is that John and Christina, you guys were married and on the road, which I guess should make it easy to get laid after a gig, one would hopefully presume. And Jens and Hollis were dating, which would make it easy to get laid after a gig, one presume.
You would think.
One would think, yeah, how'd that work for you?
Did you have an on-stage breakup, I hope?
No.
Sorry.
Damn it
was all very civilized when you guys broke up, I thought.
Yeah,
it was
nothing.
Very mature.
Nothing.
Oh, sorry.
Crazy.
Is it, yeah.
Yes, a civilized breakup?
Yes, was mature.
Yeah, because they remained in the same band afterwards with no, there's not a lot of drama. It was very, they were both very mature and adult about it, and it was very nice, actually.
I think Jens was the most, he deserves a gold star.
He does, because
Jens
he put up with a lot of shit from me.
For me, yeah.
I think it was ripe for disaster, but I just want to say here on the Judy and Mike show that it was really like, I was always like thinking to myself, man, this is working out okay, being in a band with a divorced or broken up couple.
So it wasn't like Fleetwood Mac fights?
Well, it was totally like Fleetwood Mac. Yeah. I mean, there was a lot of
coke party.
Like a lot of coke up the butt in the rear.
Mickey, can we get some Coke up the rear music, please? Once again, that's Mickey Finn, the world's greatest piano player.
Yeah, Rihanna.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. You want to play the newlywed game? Are you ready?
Yeah, we're ready.
Let's play the newlywed game. Hit it, Jack.
It's the newlywed game, starring popular rock band Boss Hogg and featuring John Spencer and his lovely wife Christina Martinez with Hollis Queens and her former lover Jens Jurgensen. Let's find out if a married couple who survived the rigors of the road knows more about each other than two former lovers who did not. And here are the stars of our show, Mike and Judy.
All right. Welcome to the newlywed game here on the Mike and Judy Show. Of course, we have a very special grand prize for our couple who wins today, selected especially for you.
But nobody's leaving without a prize because I went a little crazy at the naughty sex store near my house.
This is like one of those like
as one would, of course.
This is like one of those progressive liberal things where you get a prize just for participating.
Yeah, nobody
this is what's ruining our country, Judy. Yeah. This is what's destroying the backbone of our country. Okay, so I'll tell you what. First, we're gonna
damn you and your college education.
Before the show, we had sequestered the women and the men in our secret Heritage Radio soundproof booths. And we asked them some questions. We're going to start, with the girls. I'll ask the girls the questions. The boys had already answered. Why don't we start with Christina?
Okay.
Again, last call us. These are 5 points each.
Wait, they can see over there.
I can't see. Oh. I won't look.
Okay, don't look. Honor system.
Okay, because we have those giant index cards. Like, even though this is radio, I felt we had to make the giant index cards.
Good.
Not really. Sorry, Christina. I was kayfabing it for radio. Thanks. Okay, so Christina,
what station are you on? What are the call numbers? What is
so Christina,
it? Where is it on the FM dial?
No, it likes to hog the
Christina,
mic.
we asked John, what's your most annoying habit? What do you think he said?
Well, I'm sorry, ask the question again.
We asked John, what's your most annoying habit? And what do you think he said?
I know exactly what he said. He said that I don't clean up the puddle of water by the shower.
Doesn't. John, let's see the answer. John, let's see the card. John, what did you say? She's never wrong.
That's right, Mike.
Well, that's true.
But most of us
do. We still win.
It's a bad thing.
Hollis,
well, why is that annoying?
Well, obviously, John got the question wrong because you answered correctly.
So Hollis, what did Jens say was your most annoying habit?
How many? Oh, my God. That I talk too much?
Oh, man, they're both losing.
They're losing terribly.
I can't believe that.
Jens said that you're messy.
Oh, yes, that's true. I'm very messy.
Okay, Christina. We asked John, if you were a dog, what breed would you be?
Shiba Inu.
Wow, he jumped all over that. And John said,
"Oh, Basenji."
Oh,
they kind of look alike, though, don't
no,
they?
No, not at all.
I was trying to think of the Shiba Inu,
the
and I couldn't
tail,
remember the
right?
name. Lame. And I asked my friend Mickey, "What do you call that
Mickey's
cute dog that looks like a fox with a curly
no
tail?"
There's no lifelines here. This is the only game.
No. I miss Bobby Banks so
much. Well, the Basenjis are a lovely breed. They don't bark. They're Eastern African, and they don't bark. They yodel. They're a beautiful
dog.
Yeah, they yodel. But
can you give us an idea? Like,
I really,
you, what
I
they sound like?
Fox-like dogs. No, I could not do that. But Shiba Inu. That was stupid of you.
Now Hollis.
What? We asked Jens, if you were a dog, what breed would you be? And he said,
I would hope he, I'll say the Saluki.
I don't even know what that is.
What the Saluki? Bensenji? It's like, who are you people?
Well, Jens remembers the 20 years ago that we went out, I grew up with my mother had a kennel of Salukis. We raised them and showed them in shows. So I thought he would know and think that, but he didn't.
And Jens, what did you say?
Labrador.
Why?
Oh, why?
Because they like everybody or they're always happy.
Aww. Wrong, but so right. Right.
I think she should get some points for that because it's kind of so sweet that.
All right, you get some points.
Nance and Hollis are winning, huh?
I think so. Creaming you guys, actually. All right, we have one more. We have one more question for the ladies here. What's the most times you've ever made whoopee on a single night? That memorable, huh, Christina?
Well, my problem here is that I'm trying to answer honestly. It's probably the wrong way to go. 7?
Wow.
John, you stud. John, John's not only a stud, since you were always right, Clary, but very humble. John said 2.5.
Really? John has a very poor memory. 2.5?
How about you, Judy, and that stud of a Greek boyfriend of yours? What's the most times he's ever done it in life?
Love making is a very private thing.
Not if you're in Boss Hog. Jens and Hollis, question to you. Hollis, what's the most times you made love in a single night?
I'm going to say 3.
Close.
That's good. He's closest without actually going over. Jens also said 2.5. Well, he went over. What am I talking
about? You guys.
This is
clearly,
this
was a peer pressure thing.
Is the halves have to do with...
No, incomplete.
2.5?
What is a half?
Yeah, exactly.
A third attempt, I guess.
A third attempt that only reaches partial.
Shrimp jobs.
Mickey, let's hear some of that fine theme music. Oh, Jack's got you on the second run. Oh, there you go. All right. Well, so much for that round.
Wow.
I believe the score
is 0-0.
Except with a couple kindness points.
We're giving them points for Labrador.
Okay, yeah, that was very
cute. Such a sweet answer.
It was sweet. Was that dog Benenji? That's like Benji with 2 more letters.
Benji. And it's a Saluki, so you all know. And the Westminster starts tomorrow, so you can see them. But they're like a long-haired greyhound, right? It's a very big. They're like a. What are the other.
They're yeah, you could say that. They're like a shaved down Afghan, but they're older than all of those. And they're probably
a hunter.
Yeah,
you know, Boss Hog, we're dog nerds.
We like all animals.
But we don't have any.
Cat band, actually.
Cat band, yeah.
No, I like cats and dogs, I have to say.
This is the Crazy Cat Person show.
Yes.
How's Mitzi? Can we get a Mitzi update?
She's so cute. Mitzi's so cute.
You have a cat?
Two cats.
Yeah. A new kitten.
A new Mitzi. Kitten. What kind to of replace one? The one who died on New Year's Eve. Oh. Yes, Jack recorded her death throes.
But they're all in heaven with Whitney now.
Yes.
Was Mitzi enjoying the crack cocaine as well?
Mitzi's too young for the crack cocaine. I've started her on catnip, so she'll move on.
Should we do a quick straw poll before
a gateway drug.
I have a dog.
Is it a Basenji?
Yeah, that's it. All right, Mitzi, so far.
5 points to Mickey.
Okay, so going into the second round, it's Mickey winning.
There's a dog that can beat up all the cats.
Exactly.
Okay, gentlemen, it's your turn to answer. What is the most embarrassing thing Christina or Hollis has ever seen or heard you do on stage or off? John, let's start with you.
He's going to think of something way more embarrassing than I thought. Sorry,
I'm thinking.
Do you ever embarrass yourself?
I'm embarrassing myself right now.
Zip those pants.
Yeah. Shoot.
This is a half hour show.
I know. Yeah, I know. Maybe Jens can answer.
It's gonna take that. I think because there's just too.
Where the
many
fuck is Bob Eubanks? I like the way he cracked that whip.
Come on, man. We're not actually newlyweds, so there's a little bit more of a library to.
I'll tell you what, though. Last night, doing a little prep for the show, and believe it or not, we actually do prep for the show.
Sometimes.
I asked John, "How long have you guys been married?" And he's like, "Is that one of the questions?" You don't have that right at your fingertips?
No. Because we don't celebrate the day we got married.
What do you celebrate?
Nothing.
are you celebrate the day we celebrate. You believe in nothing?
No, we believe in the children are the future and
I know.
Far out.
I believe that crack cocaine really makes you feel good.
She died from taking Xanax and booze.
I miss crack.
Don't you mean on her?
I miss crack.
That's tragic.
You're just trying to move, change the topic.
Right. Okay, so here it is. I guess I've just embarrassed myself on the Judy and Mike show.
Yeah, I don't think that counts.
No.
Goose egg.
Wrong. You want to know what, Christina, what did you say?
That once on stage I saw you have a little problem with your nose that came to about here and then you sucked it back up.
Oh.
It was
so random and
thug.
Weird, I mean, and I couldn't think of anything.
Random, but so memorable.
There was that more recent festival we did in
pretty good.
Where there was something with the nose which then made me have a really bad show.
Yes. Yeah. That was Angoulême.
Yeah. That was embarrassing.
I'm sorry,
Mickey.
Mickey,
Mickey, tell the story.
That was good. I like that story. It's Mickey's.
So this is my first show. It's in France at a festival, and for some reason we didn't go on to like 2 o'clock in the morning, and we were having a really good time backstage, John more than anyone, and he was on stage calling us to come out and play before any of us were ready to go on, and the promoter wouldn't let us go on, and he was very happy and excited to play, and then we proceeded to play my very first show. And then I came to find out that John is incredibly professional and normally not like this, but my first shot with Boss Hogg was pretty insane.
This is not a show that's usually comfortable with euphemisms, but we're going to let this slide.
Now, Jens, what would Hollis say, with a little help from Christina, was the most embarrassing thing she's ever seen or heard you do?
After shows shows and on stage.
Think about Texas.
Running.
Wow. No hints. You're
trying to find a bathroom with no toilet paper.
And what did you use instead? Crafty.
Well, there's. It was a specific incident at Emo's where we were supposed to go on stage, and they had no bathroom to do a number two, so I had to run out of the club searching for a restaurant or a club to try to, do my business.
What year was this?
I get points because
it was in the 90s sometime.
Wait, so you get points for answering the other couple's questions?
It's all, we are in a band.
And anyway, I ended up next to like a little creek down by the river. Shat by the creek and used the set list to wipe with. And then I got back to the stage and everyone's pissed off because they're like, where the hell did you go?
And where's the set list? You weren't wearing socks?
Set list is now available on eBay.
That's the Rochester style. So shit in the woods and wipe with socks.
So there's that.
We've got to like power through this. We're running out of time.
These are the rigors of the road.
Oh my God, really?
These are the rigors of the road.
Okay.
Okay, so that's equal points share there.
Yeah, that's a point. That's 1-1, I think.
You're going to get this next one.
I like the way Christine answered their question, and you guys got points. I know you say this is a band,
because I'm always right.
You say this is a band, but I think you agree with me that bands are like the U.S. military and they're unfortunate necessities at best.
Okay, John, Christina said if you had to go gay for a day, she guessed a rock star that you would have sex with. Who would that be?
Because once you go black, you never go back.
Oh, you are!
Oh, man!
Cheater!
I'm just trying to give you some hints.
What would Bob Eubanks do?
He might disqualify them.
WBUD.
Danny Dalrod?
No! No, he's not black! Oh, my God!
What does that say about Mr. Spencer?
Jens?
You know what? No, wait. I want to hear more guesses. I want to hear more guesses. Like a rock star.
Try again.
Come on, John. Who's on your top five list of guys you do?
No hint. I have no idea.
Come on. Who would you rather sleep with? Prince or David Bowie?
I'll give you a hint. He doesn't have to be alive.
Oh.
Wait a second.
That's what counts.
But he could be.
A gay performer?
No.
Rock star.
If you were going to go gay, who would it be?
It's probably the dude in Cannes, I'm guessing.
No. Just let him guess.
Some German prog rocker.
Come on, people that you listen to all the time that you told me about.
Oh, see, this is not fair.
Oh, you black go back. Never mind.
Yeah. But you still didn't get right. By the way, Christina said Little Richard.
Who do you like?
Well, you would do Little Richard.
Richard, who's like, am I, who's pitching and who's,
Basenji, bitch.
Jens, come on.
I don't know. I draw
just
a blank.
Jack, is there a button back there to turn the gay up a little bit for these guys? Yeah.
Where's that gay knob?
That's the question. Where is the gay knob?
David Bowie, I don't know.
It should be close.
It should be multiple choice.
Close.
It should. Next time it'll be multiple choice.
Yeah, it was close.
Mick Jagger.
No.
I was going to say that.
He was, and I should have clearly been a couple.
He bit off of wait, I can cut. He bit off of
Iggy
David,
Pop.
No, he bit off of David Bowie. Bit off this guy a lot.
Mark
That's
Bowen.
Mick Jagger.
Yeah. Mark Bolan. Whatever.
Okay, final question. Where's the weirdest place the two of you have ever made whoopee?
No.
Apparently there's this.
You know, it's a good
Christina
thing we don't have those giant index cards because Christina would be clomping John over the head with them by now.
Where, John? Where?
Starts,
in the rear.
No.
Truthfully.
What? What is the question?
Honestly,
it's not that weird. Come on, you can do better.
What? It's not in the butt.
Place you've ever made whoopee?
Not for you guys.
The joke is done.
In
that,
the butt.
That joke has been done.
Oh my God! He said in the butt.
No,
okay.
He did.
Okay,
he said one right
the broken up couple wins.
And what did Christina say? What did John say? I don't even know where we are.
Let's give John an opportunity to really think about this.
Mickey, what does Mickey think?
Where is the weirdest place that you and I have made whoopee? John does have a terrible memory.
It moves. It moves and it's yellow.
You fucked Big Bird?
On Big Bird. On a school bus?
Okay, I like pretty much told you that one.
The meter's running.
Maybe
a taxi!
A banana boat?
In the butt?
Okay, so a taxi, really? How do you get it out on a taxi?
Yes!
Really?
taxi. All right.
Really? Do you want to remind John?
Jens and Hollis are aware of prizes.
Checks a checker? What year would this be?
New York City?
All right. All right, so the actual married couple...
They win the big.
We do have a prize selected especially for you. All right.
But you guys don't get.
What are these wonderful prizes? Yay! Judy, tell us who our sponsors are for today and who's providing the prizes.
Me.
Okay.
Russell Stover. And then we have penis balloons.
Inflatable.
Oh, there you go. Mickey, you get a cock ring.
Oh, sweet.
And
you could use.
You guys, somebody gets chocolate lube.
That's a big hit.
But Mickey wants it, obviously.
Mickey, there you go.
Mickey obviously wants it. All right, let's hear it for the newlywed game and Boss Hog. All right, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to play a hot new, not so new, but should be new, underrated, underheard song by John and Christina. We're going to take a break, and then Boss Hog is going to set up, and we're going to do a song, right?
Yes.
All right, thank you, guys. Jack, take it to the music. This is Mike and Judy Show, streaming live on the Heritage Radio Network at Roberta's.
Yeah.
we're ready. Happy Valentine's Day from Boss Hog.
Oh, you're not rolling there?
Not yet.
Let it rock.
Christina can just do it.
Let it rock.
That's all right.
Okay, thanks again for listening to the Mike and Judy show. This has been Mike Edison and Judy McGuire, and we're going to go out with Boss Hog playing I Dig You.
Late in the evening, fall down drunk. You've got me feeling not drunk but drowned. Knock my teeth out, make way for the gold. That's my guarantee. My love, my word, baby, I dig you. I ate scum off the street there, eating raw macaroni. Get down in a minute. Come on now, girl, you got to show me. If you want me to, anything I would. Solid gold guarantee. My love, my word. Baby, I dig you.
I dig your barbecue lips.
I dig you much and more.
I dig you, baby, and I want you to know
that I love you.
Yeah, I love you too.
Oh yeah, happy Valentine's Day, everybody. Come on.
Judy and Mike show.
Oh. Mercy.
Like Judy to Mike.
Ah.
Like Mike to Judy. It's a rock and roll show. Get down, get dirty.
Baby,
I dig you.
Yeah!
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to this program on the Heritage Radio Network. You can find all of our archived programs on heritageradionetwork.com, as well as a schedule of upcoming live shows. You can also podcast all of our programs on iTunes by searching Heritage Radio Network in the iTunes Store. You can find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter for up-to-date news and information. Thanks for listening.